Okay, I think I. I think. Yeah.
Yep, you got it.
So it's on. Okay, so this is the May 5th meeting of the Planning Commission meeting, and we are working on the town plan. But the first thing we'll do is we will have approval of the April minutes. If people could please read those over. Did you get one?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I stole the one off the end.
Okay. Do we include you in attendance? Yeah. Not that you're not the most important person, but.
Hi.
How's everyone?
Probably. Thank you for getting here.
Oh, yeah. Sorry I'm late, guys.
You're very busy. Are you coaching? Is that?
No, I'm tutoring and.
Yeah.
I don't remember everything.
You're fine. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, of course.
Just don't let it happen again.
Never again. Don't you get bumped down the line like you're late?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have a chance to read the minutes?
Oh, I did. Did I not respond in the email?
Whatever.
No, they look good when I.
Do we have?
Motion that we approve the minutes.
Okay, thank you. And second.
Second.
Victor. Okay. So, I have not heard from Marla. Have you heard from Marla?
I mean, I saw her Saturday or something, but nothing about planning.
Okay.
Are you still waiting for...
Yeah.
I forgot what you're even waiting for.
It's basically town road material.
High priority roads. Highlighted in the town plan as...
But I just texted her and asked her if she had an update.
So I think that's the inventory she's supposed to be updating this summer. So while she does have an inventory, it may be not super up to date.
Yeah. Well, we'll just...
So it currently says, according to the inventory, Kirby has a total of 534 road segments, with 256 segments being considered hydrologically connected. Of the 256 segments, the inventory shows that 7.04 miles fully meet standards, 1.92 partially meet standards, and 6.62 miles do not meet standards. And then I have...
So I know on her inventory, the ones that were, like, the highest priority did get finished, so we were ahead of other towns.
Okay.
But then the flood happened, so
I threw everything out of
which
what
one?
Happened after that.
Yeah.
You have to be more specific.
Yep.
Then everything became hydrologically connected.
Right. 23,
exactly.
24.
Exactly.
We're actually now overdue for the 26th flood.
Your brain just flooded with...
On the paragraph before, Marty, you had written something for that.
Yeah.
And we had that inserted, right?
We did, yep.
Do you have that?
The town had adopted a 2017 local hazard mitigation plan. Is that the paragraph?
It was the part, like, it just summarized all the different years.
Oh, yes. Kirby has seen notable increasing damage to our roads from major weather events.
Oh, yeah, okay, that was it.
Incidents occurred in 11, 14, 15, 23, and 24.
Yeah, we just started, it was just years, because it was...
Thank you.
The numbers were...
Good grief.
It's too much.
So, we're waiting for, but that's the page that we're on, correct?
The transportation plan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're sort of, we've jumped around a little bit.
We have, yeah. Have you heard anything about the grant?
I haven't, and I reached out to Local Motion yesterday and said, hey, how about a timeline, folks?
Okay. Thanks.
Erin, is Marla still doing the 911 assignment? She had previously helped me, but now it's the driveway's moved, so for our son who has a master plan down the road.
He does?
Not anytime soon, but yeah.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the transportation policies, Exhibit 5. I'm wondering if they're up to date. That does not look like Exhibit 5 to me. Oh, transportation and road identification map, yeah. Okay. So do we need to update that? We don't have any new roads, do we? No.
Just private drives, but those don't count.
And we have no changes in class 2, class 3, or anything like that. Mm-hmm. No, okay. Boy, that is really hard to read. Oh, yeah, you can kind of. Yeah, I have a feeling that. So that's the same. So we're on the top of page 11. Is everybody with me here?
Is it town facilities?
No.
In
the event.
Okay.
Future road development is required. So the thing is that I'm not quite sure which one I'm going from. I guess this is the old one I'm going from.
Yeah, the one that I have up on the computer is the...
One that Annie had done.
Yeah, the most recent edits, and I have stuff highlighted that needs to be fixed. And
do you want to go over that? This is the one. Do you want to go over that first so we can help you with that? Or
Sure, because there's some little highlighted sections even before. Boy, these pages, the numbers are all screwed up, too, so.
Yeah, they are screwed up.
That's okay. I can handle that.
What?
You doing okay?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Refer to your guidance and leadership.
Oh, please. That's scary.
You're doing fine.
Sounds like you got an A-plus grade there, you know? You
yeah,
just
no.
Lead on.
Yeah, no. Okay, so the old page, do you want to go through page one?
I actually don't have page numbers on this, but it's...
I know, that's a problem. And Annie knew that was a problem.
Well, I can add them right now.
Okay.
This is a final read approval from us anyways?
It's...
Basically, right? I mean...
Well, we're missing some things. Okay. We're still waiting for... On page 11, we had asked Annie to come up with the... Marla to come up with updated numbers for that paragraph. Mm-hmm. So we don't have that. We have your paragraph inserted, yes.
All right.
But we don't have... We're getting there.
Yes.
But we're limping along. Right.
Okay, so on page, and I think hopefully it will tell me what will correspond with yours somewhat, but sort of starting from the top, when you get to section C, the Kirby Community Profile, population centers, schooling,
yes,
working service areas, municipal services. It says housing. See exhibit on page. Do we just need to fill in the page number once we know, or was there a question about whether we would have an exhibit to insert?
Hold on. So that is...
Page 3.
Yes.
Where it says housing.
Yeah.
2018 grand list.
Yes, that is exactly where it...
See, my housing is completely blank in this copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It just says C exhibit.
Oh, no. We should have something in there, which is...
Yeah, it says the 2018 grand,
grand list. Yeah, and what we were just... what we were trying to come up with is the most recent grand list. Is that?
I have that. Do you want it?
Yes, please.
If you'd also added and 2020. 2017.
Where, Trace?
Sorry, I'm skipping around. I just, Victor had added revisions to the recent bylaws were most recently voted on in 2020, not 2017. I believe.
Where is that?
That's right at the beginning. History of growth and change.
Oh.
Yeah, it's on the very first page.
Oh, right B. here. Section most recently
B.
in
section B.
2020 yeah. is what you said. Is that correct?
I don't have the copy that she's referring to.
Where did we get that information? So this would be 2017 and...
Here, Vic, this is the copy that you actually marked up.
Mm-hmm.
And most recent, 2017...
December 7th, 2019. The day that we're going to
Marla probably forgot that you were waiting for something because she's usually much more efficient.
I'm sure she's really busy and stuff too. And
she
it took.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. So, residential 1, residential 2, what's the difference?
Residential 1 has less than 5 acres, and Residential 2 has more than 5 acres.
Oh, look at you, smarty pants. That's great to know. I had no idea. One of the few things what?
That I do know around here.
You know tons. So, what year is that grand list?
That would be
2025. The 2025. Are you following along here?
Are you
still on the dates on the first page?
housing.
That whole thing is missing, I think, from here.
That's interesting.
Municipal services, housing,
tax, and tax base.
And Victor is counting up, right?
I'm trying to find.
Yeah, that's completely missing in this copy that Andy sent me. That's weird.
The housing, which would be on, is that what you're looking
yeah.
for? Okay.
Section.
It would be on page 3.
I'm happy to just type in what you have.
After you want me to read it?
Municipal sure, services. Well, we have to have the right numbers,
yeah,
though.
There it is.
Or do you want to just get it in?
Yeah, I'll get it in. And
okay,
then we can
okay,
fix
yeah.
whatever.
The 2018 grand list. Indicates that the town has 195 residential, 16 mobile home units, 8 farmhouses, and 39 seasonal properties.
16 matches 8. 8 matches seasonal.
What's that?
And then the next sentence is most of the town's year-round homes.
That's
most of the town's year-round homes
are owner-occupied.
Numbers of houses, right? That just has dollar amounts, like property values.
Leaving very little of
oh,
its
it does.
Housing.
Okay.
Inventory available for rental use.
Are we capitalizing town? Yes.
So under housing, if we change that to the 2025
yep.
grand list, the town has 209 residential.
Okay.
16 mobile home remains the same. 18 farmhouses.
Eight or 18?
16 mobile homes remain the same.
Yeah.
8 farmhouses remains
eight,
the same.
And how many
seasonal is showing 36 on the new grand list instead of 39?
Oh, because that would mean that some got converted into
probably,
actual homes.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So those are new numbers.
Most of town's year-round homes are owner-occupied, leaving very little of its housing inventory available for rental use.
Okay.
There's one more.
Yeah, okay.
Housing data.
Yeah.
Based on an estimated town count indicates that in 2018.
So that goes to 2025.
Sorry, 2025.
Okay.
Kirby had a total of 209 households, of which. Do we have that number?
That is a little harder to extract.
We're looking for owners versus renters.
Do we show that on the grand list anywhere? I don't.
You have to pull out the non-homesteads.
Or just down to
this.
Take
out the land and take out the seasonal camps.
These numbers of the number of owner versus
oh,
renter.
Oh, this should be 2025.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's what we're just looking at. We could always just say the majority of which.
Of which.
If we don't have the number.
We don't have the number.
I mean, Marlo could maybe find that through NumRec, but I'm not even sure.
We can just do the majority.
People,
of.
I think if
yeah.
we just said
we
the majority,
don't necessarily know
people
if
don't even care.
Rental or not,
yeah,
do they?
I don't think it's essential information.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just go with the approximately 90%.
I guess we just took out that. Those numbers, right? And we'll just
what
say,
were you going to say, Victor?
I was just going to say approximately 90% were owner occupied, but I defer to whatever.
That's fine.
We could go
say,
with that.
We can say majority. It doesn't.
Yeah. Approximately 90% is
sorry.
More accurate.
And
go with that.
Of which
90%
are.
I don't know how to
turn this off. Anybody will find it argumentative.
No.
Someone's going to look right at that number.
I think it does
say.
Help, though, because otherwise you're like, is it 60%? Or like, is it 40% rentals or is it 10%? You know, that I think that is important.
Is it figure.
So you want to change that to Kirby had a total of, as of 2025, Kirby had a total of 209 households, of which 90% are
approximately owned. 90% were owners.
Are owned and
okay.
And 10%
yep.
are rented. Are rentals.
Rentals.
Tax or tax base.
Taxes and tax base. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm all good, thanks.
Okay, thank you. The town's 2025 grand list shows 345 parcels in town with an assessed value. No way.
So, 345? Looking at 344 here on the grand list. And 105,156,200.
Yeah, that's more like it. 345 parcels. And so it would be 344?
That's
what the grand list says. In town with an assessed value of
105,156,200.
Yeah.
Total municipal listed value, is that what's next?
Yes.
And then I have, oh, then we have language saying, this is just extraneous because it was
the 2018, yeah.
With an assessment, so it just ends with value.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yep, there were just some.
Okay.
Yeah. From previous years.
Okay, so this future goals and objectives. This municipal plan has been developed under the guidelines and goals contained in Vermont Statute 24, Chapter 117. As
Sections 4302 and 4382 as amended through 2011?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't have any change in this part.
Okay.
Should we keep reading through it just to verify it's the same? Or?
Yeah, the goals of this plan begin with being a resource to townspeople. From there, we hope to assist the town in preserving its rural character and scenic beauty by providing data that can serve as a basis for review and analysis and as guidelines when development is proposed. By establishing informational resources regarding both geological characteristics of properties and a variety of programs and options for land use, easily available to town residents and landowners. There are two thises there.
Yep.
This plan will support the following objectives. Maintain and enhance the rural character and protect key scenic areas. Maintain an efficient transportation system through planning and appropriate maintenance of town roads. Support community involvement. Preserve the town's natural resources by encouraging recreational opportunities and encouraging continued use and development of agricultural and forest-based resources?
Yeah, that's the lineup that's weird. I can't get it to stop. I'll figure it out.
Encouraging long-term preservation through current use and land trusts. Everybody with me here?
Yeah.
Someone else can read. Thank you.
You get to pick. That's what I do in class. When someone reads, they get to pick.
We'll go to the left.
And I always ask them, like, who do you think has a wonderful voice that you want to read? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't want to read.
It's a good thing to read out loud. Yeah. Victor's next, and then Jerry, and then Marty.
Does Aaron get to go too?
Sure.
I don't have that.
Oh, man. All right.
We're just confirming that they're saying what it's supposed to, I guess.
You think they do that at the Trump White House cabinet meetings?
Nope. I'm not talking about that.
Have Trump read?
Nope.
He doesn't know how to read.
Don't use that word.
Section 2, land use plan. Town planners, farmers, landowners, developers, and state agencies will be able to utilize the land use plan as a reference guide relating to the town's current and future land use. This section also provides information and data about Kirby's topography, soil types, soil capabilities, wetlands, watersheds, roads, and current land utilization patterns. Kirby's land use management policies and bylaws will be derived from this section of the plan.
That's the introduction, right? Mm.
Section A.
It says A,
yeah,
B.
That was A. Yeah. I fixed that. Okay. And now we're on B, past Kirby's
so
land use.
So you deleted the B and the A? Past Kirby land use regulations, the first town plan was enacted in 1974, subsequently revised in 82, 90, 99, 2006, 2012. And so now we want to change that to 2019 and?
26.
26.
I still had 25 in here. That was hopeful.
Did anyone ever look at town plans? You looked at a town plan from another town, right?
Sutton.
Was it anything like ours? Like,
yeah, I have to. I have not done a full comparison, but Sutton's is, according to NBDA, a really good town plan. You can actually go look at that right now if you want me to, but because they have it on the NBDA
site.
I just
wondered if other people's were as in depth as ours.
Sutton's is
more.
It's as long with lots of exhibits and things. But they did a sort of interesting thing at the beginning regarding.
I just wonder, like, what the purpose is of updating this every 5 years and just to continue.
They did a whole.
The same soil types, yeah. Because we're not out there testing soil.
Like, I have to see what they're talking about.
Who knows, right? The information could be wrong and we would never know.
I'm sure some of it is.
True.
Very true. What do? We just sort of
pass it along
so you can
years.
You can just keep kicking the misinformation down the road. But
kick the can.
Yeah. Then it becomes history.
Sutton's includes at the very beginning.
Until we erase
whole,
it.
They do a whole introduction and overview. They do this entire sense of place paragraph, a sense of the future, their history, and then they go on into the actual town plan, which has a huge amount of history in it. They also talk about all the surrounding towns and how that affects their planning, which is kind of interesting.
Well, their proximity to Burgess,
probably.
As we know.
It's 72 pages long with... they have a whole implementation plan at the end as well.
To implement what?
Publicize successful examples of efficiency, weatherization, and renewable energy production to promote change. Who the responsible party is. They have an energy committee, apparently.
Wow. Are they that much bigger than we are? Sutton? I have no idea.
Don't know.
This is a good question. Like, how many parcels?
We can't even get people
What's
to volunteer for the planning commission.
Who were their volunteers that they sat down and wrote 72 pages?
Yeah.
I think they have a volunteer fire department. So.
Yeah. Oh, they do, yeah. Don't they? Uh-huh. And they have a school.
They have a school, yes.
Yes.
Which is really
it's
vital.
It's quite lovely in the beginning of it.
Hub,
yeah.
That we've lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I just got very distracted by one of the paragraphs. The history of Sutton, originally named Billy Mead.
Oh, I knew that.
Though apparently Billy Arnold turned out to be a bully and a drunk, and citizens soon regretted naming their town after this undesirable. That's in their history. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. I love it.
You knew that?
Yeah, I tell that story to, especially when I have kids from Sutton in Vermont history.
That's great.
And I tell them, it's ironic you name your kid Mead, and then he turns into a drunk a-hole that everyone hates him. Like,
Mead is alcohol.
How long ago was that?
Old.
On Independence Day, they did it in 1810.
The town was chartered then?
No.
Oh.
No. It was changed from the...
Billy Mead.
From Billy Mead to Sutton, after Sutton, Massachusetts. anyway, there's just some interesting history here, but that takes up 8 pages, just the sort of intro and history. And
you know, Kirby used to be called Hopkinsville or
Hopkinsville.
Something.
Hopkinsville.
Really?
Yeah.
And Kirby means town with a church, which we do not have.
Do not have a church.
So we could add some stuff, but we can barely get through this stuff.
But I can look up and see if that.
We'd have to start changing things to 2027.
Let's approve this, and tomorrow we'll start. Like,
do you know our total municipal budget, Aaron?
It's in the town report, right?
I'm just trying to compare Sutton, and they're not. The grand list isn't coming up, but their budget came up.
For the future.
That's $755,000.
Yeah.
They talk about their soils.
I agree.
Only in relation to there are certain areas that require special septic systems because of clay soils. That's the only mention of the soils. It has to do with building.
That makes sense to me.
And supporting foundations.
We could just copy and paste. You think anybody would notice?
I'm just saying that if you're looking to remove
ADDA,
the whole
maybe?
Soils thing, that the no, only no reference resident. They make to it has to do with housing and sewage disposal.
Right there.
So Sutton's municipal budget is $755,000. Ours is $543,000. So just for comparison, they're about 50% larger in terms of their budget. I don't know how that translates to parcels or grand list.
Sutton's probably a lot larger, but there's not very populated.
There are several families up there that own hundreds and hundreds
lots
and
of big,
hundreds
yeah,
of acres.
Farms.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the name of that big dairy farm?
Simpson.
Right there?
Don Sim.
Yeah. And they have like 4 or 5, a couple of my friends.
Speaking of Sutton, does anyone know what has become of the King George property?
I do not. I've heard many rumors.
No.
Just sitting there rotting?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they dedicate a paragraph
strange.
To every all
yeah.
surrounding towns.
Multi-million dollar school.
Well, we're not going to do that.
That's a huge.
Yeah. Closed.
We're just limping through.
Okay. NVDA apparently really likes Sutton's,
well,
as they mention it. So.
It sounds like it's brilliant. And we're willing to be moderate.
We're willing to be second
best.
Fair.
But as far as the soils information, were you questioning whether we should have, what do we have in here for, well, I don't want to get too off track.
Yeah,
here,
let's keep
going.
Along.
Yeah. But as far as the soils.
So go ahead.
1968, the town of Kirby adopted interim zoning bylaws. In 1974, formal zoning bylaws were adopted, and these bylaws were amended in 94, 01, 06, 12, 18, and
2020?
I think it was 17 and 22.
Yeah, this one I have here, the regs, is adopted 2022.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's our last one, I guess. So.
2017 and 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yep, got it.
17, 22.
I think I shared this with everybody here too, so you have access to it on Google if you have Google. It's a live document. I don't think I gave everybody editing privileges so that we didn't have any.
What for
oops,
our
yes.
plan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't have Google.
So we got 3, 4, 5 paragraphs of general summary here that does not refer to dates at all. So those are all.
The municipal plans and bylaws?
Yeah.
I think we should go right through it.
Okay.
Keep reading.
Okay.
You get to pass when you're ready.
The municipal plans and bylaws have stressed the importance of preserving the town's rural character and natural resources.
Oh, wait. There's some. What's missing? Do you have the municipal plans written in 74 and 82 recommended the establishment of the following
you want
three
me to
zones?
Read that?
Did you
this
skip
real,
over that?
Real stickler.
Well, I'm just trying to determine
yes.
what is missing.
That is there.
It's
no,
there.
That's why we'll read entirely through it.
I apologize. The municipal plans written in 1974 and 1982 recommended the establishment of the following three zones within the town's borders. Floodplain zone, FP. Commercial light industrial zone, CLI. And residential R. And it's that Route 2 corridor that's the only commercial.
Yep.
Keith is making the most of that right now.
Yeah.
Who's making the most of it?
Keith Bunnell. The Kirby Mulch.
Oh, no, I know, but...
I really hope he's not grinding and mulching all those railroad ties. That would just be sick.
What was your question, Hillary?
He's got a mountain of railroad ties. Huge pile of ties, like thousands.
He wouldn't
of
do that.
But they're across the street, right?
That would be.
They're on the mulch pile side now too.
Yeah, he wouldn't do that.
I heard that he got all the wood from the flood on Red Village Road. He chipped all that.
These are just thousands of ties. They're the big long ones that they use for like building utility roads.
Really?
They put the ties down and then they take them out.
Yeah. Like skater bridges.
Yeah.
And he doesn't use them for that because he's a logger.
I'm sure he uses some, but he doesn't
use. Maybe these are in excess.
The pile's as big as the mulch pile. Hundreds.
I don't know how I've missed that.
Might be recent. Well, he keeps growing that operation to the east. It seems like he
started with... Well, he's got the 500 acres up behind.
Sooner or later, he's going to do something with that. We're gonna see it right here on this table. He's going to chop it up. He's not going to sit on it forever.
Back to task.
Okay. Don't skip the paragraph.
The municipal plans
and bylaws have stressed the importance of preserving the town's rural character, natural resources, and financial stability by preventing unchecked development.
In quotes.
Traditionally, this phrase, unchecked development, has referred to commercial development, but in many towns in Vermont, including Kirby, development concerns also encompass increased residential development. Following publication of the 1998 municipal plan, the town experienced concerns with residential growth and in particular concerns and problems caused by dense development in fragile areas. Many septic systems failed, traffic became occasionally heavy, and structure setback requirements were violated.
Did septic systems fail?
Yeah, that's language that's probably 20 years old, so I don't know.
Huh.
All you need to have is two, and then it's plural, and you can say septic systems failed.
I don't know.
I know we had one down here.
That sounds like it's like...
It sounds super loaded to me.
It does.
I don't like it, in a way.
Could we get rid of all of that down to out of... concern for residential growth, out of concern for checking residential growth, the Planning Commission determined that two-acre zoning was proving damaging to the quality of life and economic health of Kirby, and then amended the bylaws to increase the minimum lot size to 5 acres. Why do we need all that other stuff?
I don't think we do.
We don't.
No. Do we?
I mean,
no.
It sounds like you're... This happened.
My suspicion is that part of it was put in there to try to prevent backtracking. When we see that, like federal policies now, where they're trying to roll back generations of laws. And
I think you're right. Like, I think having some record of like, here's what we did and here's why. Informs like, did it work or not work?
Right.
So you don't go and like, let's try it again, right? Like, you have a sense of it
that you haven't tried it before.
Yeah, I think recording it is important, but I think like It just sounds a little too much to me to put, you know, many septic systems failed.
I
traffic
know.
Became heavy structure.
Yeah, I really do not.
I have no idea about this.
Like, okay.
When, where was this and when? And there's just.
And where is the fragile, dense development in fragile areas? Where is that?
I think that this sounds like Steve Baker talking about Mud Hollow.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Good. Probably a very good reader.
And that certainly was an area that was immensely developed right on the brook. And
yes.
Well, also, I just think also, like, there's people who worry that, you know, every hayfield is going to become a house. You know, so there's that concern, but we're not expressing that. We're only talking about. So if we just mentioned there were concerns, you know, there's always concerns about density, fragile areas.
Like one
preserving the scenic beauty. Those are like our objectives, you know.
Yeah.
So how about if we say, following publication of the 1998 municipal plan, the town experienced concerns with residential growth, period.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, did we experience concerns? That's a very weird phrasing. The town
was concerned. With the speed of residential growth, or
I wasn't paying attention to much town business back then, but I don't remember any area being like all the septic systems are failing there, or like what I don't know. Did this happen?
I think we should take it out, that out, but I think we should leave in one line because. In the town, in the other paragraph, not take out in response, and then say the town planning commission reviewed the feasibility of maintaining a 2-acre lot, or whatever that says.
I think it is helpful to set, like to explain that the lot size was changed, and maybe give some reason why, but I think we could simplify it all. If it was known, we could say the lot size was changed from 2-acre minimum to, what is it now,
5-acre.
In 1998 or something because of.
I know that 2-acre question has come up occasionally over the years because people view it as preventing their pocketbook from growing. Don't like it. We fought really hard for that 5-acre policy in the early 90s, so.
Yeah, I think it's good to give some context why there were concerns or something.
I mean, you could just say following publication of the 1998 municipal plan, the town experienced an increase in residential growth and concerns about dense development in fragile areas, septic system. Requirements, septic system.
Well, I mentioned septic systems
you may
at all.
Yeah, you may be able to do that without even having that septic system.
I don't think it's necessary to mention the septic system.
The other odd thing about it is, like, I imagine the septic systems that failed were the old houses that were built. So it wasn't even the growth that caused that.
It's the old
you know what I mean? Like, it's confusing.
Depends who you talk to.
No, I know.
No, but
their septic soaking up all.
But in general,
does Mr. Baker visit you often? I feel like
too often.
You've got some trauma here.
So, and concerns about.
But it is confusing to put it under new growth and then talk about old septic systems because it's just that's not logical.
Have your traffic patterns?
Actually, the last time I was here, he gave me John's donut and coffee because John had already left. So.
Nice.
That's good. So, what are you doing with that?
I literally have notes that say remove or keep for reference. And
that's what we're talking about.
We're
right
still
now.
Coming back to that.
Yep. Okay, so how about following the municipal plan, the town experienced an increase in residential growth and concerns about dense development in fragile areas, heavier traffic patterns, and upholding structure setbacks on new properties.
Sounds great.
Concerns about dense development in fragile areas.
Can you just stop it after fragile areas?
Yeah. I mean, I do think heavier traffic is.
We do have heavier traffic. Though, is through traffic.
What?
People come through Kirby. It's not necessarily because of development here.
Okay. Right. A lot of people from New Hampshire.
Especially in the winter.
Route 2.
We're going to Burke Mountain.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Clips.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell by all the garbage.
Yes.
On the roads.
Yeah. On the way.
Like that is not somebody who's like a minute from home. It's like, let me just chuck this bag of McDonald's out the window.
We had two white claws before Sunday was over. Green up wasn't even done, and their white claws were out the window.
Yeah. White claws and Dunkin'.
Dunkin', yes, that too.
I just want to be Dunkin'.
Yeah, the plastic.
I did have a full gallon of spoiled milk sitting in the brook.
Gross. We found one of those when we were driving through downtown somewhere with the kids, and we joked that the ad was for got milk instead of got milk.
Someone forgot it in their car and chucked it right out the window.
We have half an hour.
Carry it around it was like at the beginning of my green up trip, and I was I'm not carrying this for a mile, so I had to open it and dump it all out.
Do you have
the smell?
Do you have anything? Did you rewrite anything from 2 acre to 5 acre, Trace?
Well, that's what maybe we could just sort of meld those two together, an increase in residential growth, period. In response, the Town Planning Commission reviewed the feasibility of maintaining a 2 acre minimum lot size. While it noted that a 2 acre lot size is standard in many communities, but more often appropriate for communities with their own schools and a healthy industrial commercial base, the Planning Commission determined that 2 acre zoning was proving damaging to the quality of life and economic health of Kirby. I think that's perfectly reasonable.
That is too.
Thus, the Planning Commission amended the bylaws to increase the minimum lot size to 5.
Okay, bingo, that's it.
Acres. So I think we just take out all of those, the concern thing, if it was coming from one individual.
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose you could say something about that. The town experienced an increase in residential growth, giving way to concerns about how that growth was being managed. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. How?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. How the growth was being managed.
And we're faced.
The growth, I think. Okay, so.
Okay.
We're on at that time.
At that time, the Planning Commission maintained provisions allowing planned unit developments, which allow greater development flexibility to provide a mechanism for alternative and well-planned development, which would protect open land.
That was Kim. Right. I think that was Kim Butler when she was on it. I think she put that in there.
Planned unit developments?
Which was 1998. And I think there's a subsequent paragraph which says we killed it.
Really? Well, let me. Oh, it says at that time. Yeah, because her concern was they were talking about if you were trying to set aside areas for reduced income housing, that you would want to do it in such a way that all the units were together, but then the open land would be maintained for the use of those residents.
Was that a consideration? Was someone thinking about doing that?
No, but when Kim was on the Planning Commission, when I was on it, she was very adamant about making sure that we had low-income housing language in here.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. Okay, so the bylaws adopted in 2006. You can keep going. Mm-hmm.
The bylaws adopted in 2006 added a zone named Highlands District, revised the floodplain zone to a floodplain district, and changed the name of the rural residential zone to the residential district. Highlands District, the zone encompassed all lands above 1,800 feet in elevation above sea level. II, floodplain district, the zone encompassed all land lying within the 100-year floodplain in town, all of which is located along the Moose River at the south end of town.
Now,
why is there no 3? Why does it not then state residential district there?
Because it's the residential district is everything
else.
I think it's just a name change, but we must have that definition, so we can just move it again, right? Because it does make sense if you're going to mention all three, like,
yeah, it's just listed them.
Define all three there. But
so it should be an I.
Let me see
I,
if it's in the back.
Yeah. I.
The residential district is defined.
I.
Certainly going to be defined in the zoning bylaws.
Maybe it's in this guy.
Actually, I think this is it's slow and tedious, but I think this is a pretty good way of going through. Because we've been jumping around so much that we have no idea what we've done and what we haven't done, really.
Well, this is the final read, anyways.
It is.
So it's good we all go through.
Today it is.
Today
it is. Residential? Is that what you're looking up?
Mm-hmm. But I don't see residential zone. It's not in our definitions. So it must be.
It must be on Google.
It must be the first one.
Yeah.
Residential district, we have.
But then it divides it out into permitted, conditional, and minimum area.
Oh, we have it on page 3 of our.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
All lands other than those in the commercial light industry or highland or special flood zoning. So it's pretty much everything else.
This zone encompassed.
And I have a note for under that, but we're not quite there. I had this. Since 2019, no proposed change to lot size. Some changes to use regs with RV and short-term rental.
I think that
but
is.
But I think I put it.
Yes, I think that's
maybe
been
wrote it there, but then we're. So, I guess we're not there yet.
I'm seeing your note here.
Oh yeah, it is. Okay. So I'm looking at an older one. All right.
This is the one that Annie had done.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that we're going off of.
I have so many copies of it.
I know.
Right, so, I only had the original. That's why I don't have one. Because I did never get hers.
Oh, okay.
Saves me from reading.
The bylaws adopted in 2017 made changes to some conditional and permitted land uses and eliminated planned unit development.
Okay.
Planned unit development zoning was rejected by the townspeople after several years of investigation because of concerns about overregulation and overly dense development.
And is 2017 the correct date for that? Because we're overdue?
It would be the bylaws adopted in 2022.
Thank you.
I believe.
So I think they're referencing the one, when it was removed.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm sorry. It's not the most recent. My bad.
Does it stay 2017?
It stays 2017 because you're referring to when the change happened.
Okay. I have a lot of notes.
So this is basically planned unit development was all put in and then taken out.
Then taken out, yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it never really went anywhere.
I know, but it's good to know that it was talked about. I agree with you that that's the kind of thing that is good.
Right, the history. Historical stuff that you want to keep in
mind. Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Okay, Victor.
A lot of them are historically problematic. They're well-intentioned and they deteriorate and get abused. And there are lots of problems. So.
As does every town.
On that cheery note, you may proceed reading.
I deliver to a lot of them. It's like, don't leave stuff there because it'll disappear. A zoning map is available both as Exhibit 3 within this town plan at the town clerk's office and online at https://kirbyvermont.org. And then Marty's note.
That's not our website anymore. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Was it wvt.gov?
KirbyVT.
Actually, let me put it in as a live link.
Sutton has 913 residents, so they're like
they're
double.
A little bit bigger than us.
And yes, they have some gigantic parcels.
Kirbyvermont.gov.
Their acreage is
Kirbyvermont.gov.
The whole ridge, basically. A bunch
okay,
of
that's
the,
good.
The Simpson Farms. All
yeah, it was
there.
.org, but now that's like a...
That's it got a little bit further. So there's a guy that invented this weight equipment that became a gazillionaire.
So are we going to leave that since 2019, no proposed changes to lot sizes, just like that in bold? What do you guys think?
To leave what?
I think lot sizes should go up again.
People didn't vote
coming
for
from
it.
Someone who has a 2-acre lot.
but some are grandfather of course.
Right.
Yeah, but you're saying like 10 acres. It was
20.
It was asked in our survey. And people said no.
Really?
Yeah.
They were fine with 5.
Yeah.
I feel like 5 was a major win.
That sounds like it was a major win.
It was.
Yeah. So.
It was a. I feel like we leapt on that at the right time too.
It was. I'm glad you're back. It was Mud Hollow people that were like.
Well, there was spaghetti lines.
They
a lot
should
of stuff
be.
There.
Yeah. The,
less.
The basic math that we went through, and I forget the exact numbers, but. In a town with no commercial base and increasingly few farms, if you chop it up into 2-acre pieces and you put kids in every 2 acres, the budget just explodes.
Yeah.
That's still a concern.
That's why we went to 5.
Yeah. I get it.
You've got nobody carrying those costs commercially or agriculturally.
Yeah.
It's just all residential kids.
Right?
Yeah.
The math doesn't work.
And
so
we can still get a lot of building lots at 5 acres.
We can.
So what are we going to do with that since 2019?
I think it's in there already, you know? It's already added.
But could we make a sentence out of it?
Since 2019, there have been
no proposed changes to lot sizes. Some changes have been made for use regulations with RV and short-term rentals. Yeah, we'll just take it out of bold,
okay.
Make a sentence out of it, and stop the underline. How's that?
Sounds good.
I mean, it should be all caps.
Jerry, do you want to start reading?
Sure.
Present land use, and we're going to stop right at 7:30.
Okay.
Mid-sentence, if you're there. Like, sorry. That's it.
Okay. C, present land use.
This
according is right. to the 2017 grand list, the town of Kirby contains 15,305.19 acres, most notably including the following.
We can update that.
I do have a note in bold.
So that
the
should
top
be
2025
yeah.
grand list.
Line. Okay.
Where'd it go?
Right here. So it'll be the 2025 grand list.
But the acres aren't going to change.
Right? Nope, the acres are not going to change.
Theoretically.
Hopefully not.
We haven't moved any town lines. I know we fought over that one on Locust Ridge for years.
That did change,
yeah.
But that was a lot of years ago now.
Yeah.
Which one?
The Burke line.
Oh.
Did change at one point.
So the 2025 grand list indicates the town has...
Did they win or we did? Did they get the land? Or?
I don't know.
It was really a win-lose situation. I don't know.
The lawyers won.
Probably.
Yeah.
Build the hell out of everybody.
Right, the surveyor.
The 2025 2018 grand list indicates that the town has 8 farm parcels. In addition, many acres owned by Kirby Properties. Sorry, Jerry.
Right, but
I just want to keep going.
But are we supposed to change that to 2025 and update
yep.
it? Or is this historical?
No, because it says present land use.
Use.
So does that indicate that, Victor?
It still says 8 under farm on our grand list.
Okay.
So let's change everything to 2025.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In addition, many acres owned by Kirby property mm-hmm. owners are utilized as crop and pasture
closed.
Lands by
Southern
area
Dallas.
Farmers.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay.
All right. The 2018 grand list also indicates that the town has 40 partials classified as woodlands. Clear cutting and selective cutting procedures are used in the harvesting of a small number of these woodlands each year. Several maple orchards exist that produce maple syrup for commercial sale and home use.
If I may stop you, Jerry, the grand list is now showing woodland 0. So what are we looking at here? Something's changed.
How could it say 0?
Yeah, it went from 40 to 0.
Because vacant land...
Miscellaneous says 72. Yeah. I don't know what it was previously.
I thought that empty land was listed as miscellaneous. Marla question, I guess, because I'm not sure.
Can you ask her the next time you see her?
So...
It would be this paragraph.
You said woodlands went from...
The
2000... 0.
40
which
to 0.
Yeah.
It is page 6.
And this is the original one?
I think so.
That's the original. This is the one Annie did that we're working with right now. We've gone over this a couple of times because I have Marla question mark too.
I'm going to need a new color.
So the 2025.
I didn't think that we coded them that way. I thought the only way they were coded that way was like current use. I don't know.
Well, like the 1,400 acres that David owns, that would be considered woodlands, right, Jerry?
What's that now?
The 1,400 acres that David Eichenberry owns, that would be considered Woodlands?
Yeah, Woodland. I think he actually puts it like in land use, taxes.
And if it's in land use,
then it's not
taxes.
It wouldn't be on our grand list, would it? I don't know.
Okay, so you'll ask Marla for that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've also never heard the term maple orchards before. I usually just hear sugar bush.
Yes.
Where is it? Maple orchard.
Should we fix that?
Yes, for sure.
I just assume these sugar bushes. Several sugar bushes exist. Maple orchards just sounds...
Oh, maple orchards, yeah. Several
weird
sugar bushes exist.
I've never heard a sugar bush. Someone knows that. I didn't say maple orchard.
Okay, we're ready, Terry.
All right, the 2018 grand list also indicates 195 year-round homes.
So that's now 209.
We've already got that.
Up from 190 in 2010, 8 farm. So should we just bring this up to our standards because we know the numbers already?
Yeah, we could just take that whole paragraph out.
Take it all out.
Yeah.
To 2025 grand list.
Yeah.
Update the number of homes and stuff. Okay. We got that one already.
Wait, what are we doing? We're removing that whole paragraph?
Yeah, because we already have it in. Remember, we already...
I don't think we have the numbers updated, though, yet.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did?
That was the one.
We did it today.
Oh,
tonight.
Even for, like, vacation homes and stuff?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. That was the one where...
209,
8
farms, 16 mobile homes.
Yep, housing database on estimated...
39 vacation homes went to 36.
Yeah, we did it.
Okay.
So we're starting with do you have...
So just remove that?
That, yeah, this whole paragraph.
Yep.
Okay.
Darling State Forest.
Darling State Forest.
Darling State Forest Park is located in the northeastern corner of the town. This 432-acre park is part of a larger parcel of the state land that extends into the town of Victory. There are no public roads leading to or within Kirby's portion of the forest, but there are trails available. Man, there are no trails up there. I look at it at my bedroom window every night. Darling State Park right there.
Wow.
There are no trails?
I know.
There are a couple on this side.
Animal trails, maybe, but nothing on... No place to park your car.
Well, let's take it out then.
Just cut the last part.
There's also state land over on Bennett Road.
The CCC
road.
That goes up too.
Up there, right?
Yeah.
But just not on.
There's also
your
a
side.
Gate across Bennett Road now.
Is there?
I think she was having trouble with vandalism.
It's not locked. She can't lock it.
She can't lock it. You can't close that road off.
Right. Nope. It's a town road. So
we'll take out, but there are trails that are available.
Not be locked.
Does that make sense, Chase?
It's an ancient road.
When I saw that gate, I actually pulled in and made sure it was not locked.
Yeah. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Going out. It's like, not my worries. All right. The town hall and town garage are located in the northwestern portion of the town. The town schoolhouse, no longer in operation as a school but used occasionally as a meeting space, is located in South Kirby.
Why are both schoolhouses not mentioned?
Because the other one's a residential.
What if we just say, like, the town's last, like, what? Our town owns it, right?
The remaining schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, just like that the town owns.
The town owns.
Not that it exists. But.
Yeah.
Right.
You went to the red schoolhouse, right?
Brookside,
yeah. Looking at photos.
Was
today.
It really beautiful?
It was adorable. Yeah. I mean, I was a kid. I didn't have that frame of reference.
Right.
It had outhouses. We did not dilly-dally in the bathroom during the wintertime.
When I lived in Alaska, we didn't either.
I'm quite sure that today that would not meet code in any way, shape, or form.
I think
I
that
know,
you're...
I know it was a wintertime, and there was a big snowmobile fight, or a snowball fight, and the guy told me, he says, your father ducked his head out of the door and did not see it coming, and got hit right in the face with the snowball. And your dad went and talked to the other kid's father, He got a whipping when he got home that night.
I love it.
He said it was good times at that school, though.
Oh, yeah.
Was a good time?
Yeah.
That was Neil Stump McFarland, if you're wondering.
Oh, Neil McFarland, yep.
Yeah.
He was in the picture that I posted today.
I love those pictures.
I remember Neil. I went to school with him.
The town hall, okay.
So Gary? I just changed that. No longer in Sequoia Education. It's located.
Yeah, but there are trails available to, yeah. Okay.
No. I mean, I put the town's only remaining schoolhouse, no longer in operation as a school, but used occasionally as a meeting space, is located in South Kirby.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Section D, town topography. We break town topography into floodplain areas, wetlands, ponds, rivers, streams, steeply sloped areas, and highlands. Pretty much straight right there.
And
here's the soil study we were talking about.
Steeply sloped areas and the highlands. Okay. We can do this. We can finish this page. How's that?
That sounds good.
I'm determined like not to keep people past 7:30. Okay. You're doing well, Jerry.
Well, I'm Southern, so hopefully you don't laugh at some of my pronunciation.
We want trials.
You reckon? Soil study. This section provides general information concerning the capacity or limitations that are characteristic of the soils that combine to form Kirby's landmass. The study provides information regarding the soils, permeability, and absorption rate, bedrock or soil depth, load-bearing capacity, water retention ability, and the degree of slope, all are considerations in analyzing soil capability. The study of soils is proposed development area that can help determine if the soils in the area can support septic systems. I was wondering what they was getting around to. Water drainage systems, road construction, and other development-related issues. Studying soils will also indicate the best soils available for agricultural uses. Soil types have a direct impact on the land's erosion potential. The on-site septic suitability soils map attached in Exhibit 4 provides an overall picture of the town soil types and their location within the town.
Thank you.
Wow.
So, how old is that soils map? The soil study? Has it just been passed down?
Probably.
I mean, I'm assuming once it was done, it was. It's not like you have to keep redoing it.
It does not say.
Arguably, there are areas that have changed, like.
Especially since 2024.
Yeah, Red Village is no longer farmland, it's now a gravel pit.
It's here.
But
it is on our website.
Yeah. And it's, but Red Village, so little of Red Village is Kirby.
No.
Yeah,
none of it. He's just talking about land changes.
Drama.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We
so
drove
it's
up
here.
His hill yesterday.
His hill?
We're below Houghton.
Just mind blowing. The money that was spent rebuilding that road.
Is that a public road?
It's in Linden.
It's crazy how much money spent on that one house on the Brook Road.
Yeah.
Nathan Staylor's?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got huge rock and guardrail all the way up his driveway.
Yeah.
And he's got a sign at the bottom like, no trespassing or something. And I'm like, is it a town road or is it a driveway? Because if it's a driveway, money shouldn't have been spent by the town.
Well, it's like his hill.
If it's a town road, you certainly can trespass. So
Chuck Guest's father lived up there.
Yep.
There was only one house.
I'm just guessing, but they must have spent $500,000, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 rebuilding that road.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, for one house?
Just buy the house.
Top of the hill.
Yeah, buy the house, tear it down,
that gets,
call it quits.
Gets full-time snow removal, too, through the winter.
His hill does?
Yeah, plow truck goes up there. It's the town of London.
Who's his?
It was Chuck Guest originally.
Chuck Guest.
Why is it
father,
called His Hill?
Father. Because he is a very religious man.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody ever knew him or not.
Well, God decided to take his road out.
Did his pay the bill?
Okay, so we are going to start on the top of subsurface sewage systems.
That sounds like
this
so
is
much fun.
Very, very exciting.
We're actually starting on the bottom then.
Yeah, I moved that actually to the next page because it's
system.
Yeah, we
not on the top.
Exactly.
Start off low, guys.
Yeah.
On the soils at the bottom, the soils map, there is attached in Exhibit 4. Are we
going to have
Exhibit 4?
Yep.
Yeah,
we have it.
This is on our...
She was just bringing it up, I know.
Yeah, this is our... Yeah. And you have the printed one, right?
I do, which doesn't make any sense.
So this
sense
is on
all.
The... I was looking up the new website.
Okay.
And this is our...
Sure, I think it's got...
I don't know if you want to read it or...
No, there's
yeah.
an exhibit
and then you can
two.
See
okay.
the...
I'm going to go to highlight the exhibit so we make sure we don't miss...
Remember
those when we're doing that.
Yeah.
These are all our exhibits.
And our next meeting is...
Not enough greens, though.
No.
The
Green
first...
Mountain
yeah.
More damn green.
Oh, yeah, there's even more...
grass.
Does anybody
grass
have a calendar?
That
yep.
one was like Draco the Dragon, that constellation.
I have one on my phone, too, but do I know how to bring it up? No. June 6th.
Second. I already have it on here, Planning Commission.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just put a repeat on there for every first Tuesday, 6 p.m.
Thank you. Do we have a move to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, we got lots of seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, Boy, my notes are really... They're short.
Well,
Sutton is 38 square miles, for your knowledge.
Oh, is it?
Kirby is 24-ish. So, again, Sutton.
They got a bit more.
50% bigger.
Yeah. More people, too.
Is that yours? That I just put in your spot?
This is the ground list Aaron printed. The copy that you gave me. I think Tracy passed it over to me.
I did.
I'm seeing if I can learn this.
Tennessee boy has
just hold
the microphone on until it stops.